perks and all the nice things to go with that position. So you can see that clearly, the business mentality has invaded the church room. You see? So I truly agree with everything you've said so far about who a transformational leader ought to be. But after the break, I want us to answer the question, how do we recognize and how do we recruit the leadership, the kind of leadership material we need to bring transformation into the church? All right? Shall we do that after a short break? Please hold on. Don't cut off the line. Yeah. If you're listening to this program, we invite you to give us a call. Give us your input on 0207371619. We're on the Pastoral Forum. We're talking about how to breed transformational church leaders. Join us. Give us a call. Our guest this morning is Reverend Dr. Moses Alagwe and Reverend Ibrahim Abashi. Give us a call. What kind of leaders do we have today, and which kind are we producing for tomorrow? Because everything they say falls or rises on leadership, as they said. So we need to know where we are going with the leaders we are growing today. Are they going to be like us, or going to be better than us? Are they going to be like businessmen or true spiritual leaders? That is the puzzle. That is the question we want you to answer. No, not yet. We're still on a short break. The church ought to do better and to make better impact than it is doing right now. Everything they say rises and falls on leadership. Do you agree or do you disagree? Give us that call on 0207371619. Our guests, Dr. Moses and Pastor Ibrahim Abashi, are waiting and they are here to share your thoughts with you. Okay, gentlemen, let's return to the discussion. What do you have to say about the last comment I made about us, about us operating like businessmen?
I'm interested in that.
You understand that? Okay, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
If you look at the Bible very well.
Yeah.
Find out that Jesus is the best businessman.
Uh-huh.
And most of the businesses of today, they are taking their principle from the Bible and they are succeeding.
I like that.
Which I wish most of the leaders we have in church today follow Jesus as he's a great businessman, just be a better, well organized, powerful instrument in the hand of God.
Yes.
It's not about our products, it's talking about people. Listen to me.
Yes.
Because when we organize our church in the name of spirituality,
it's
a pity. Because everything we say, God is God, so that when God is not speaking, we should use God. I'm not in the area of spirituality. No, there is nothing wrong in organizing the church as a business.
Okay, I like that one.
Business has to do with people, it's not about product. And the organization we have in our churches, mm-hmm. I mean, if you compare it to what Jesus had, we can't compare. It's too.
We are too spiritual. Is that what you're saying? The organization we have is too spiritual?
It's not even spiritual, that's what I'm saying. But the canopy of spirituality will do a lot of crazy things.
Yeah.
That's manipulating people and saying things that God
did not say.
We could organize our churches as corporate spiritual body. Well organized, let's have a zeal.
I see it from the religious circle.
For what you are doing. Just, that is why businesses are succeeding. Businesses who use principles of the Bible, they are succeeding. Why can't we use those principles to run our churches?
Wow.
Well organized churches. Well positioned churches. Where people are putting their best. You know, people come to church as if it's something that you are forcing them to do.
Mm.
People hear that story, so.
Yeah, wow.
You
know what? You've made a very profound statement. I want to get an example from Pastor Ibrahim. Please go ahead. I think you want to say something.
Well, I told him that good, Dr. Moses. You know, because, you know, I see how people twist this whole issue of spirituality to take it in context. In fact, people want to change the beatitude to say, blessed are the ignorant. You know, I do not see how we as of kingdom and take the issue of church and treat it like, you know, like a non-business. And like you rightly said, many of the businesses from today, they pick some of those principles
from the Bible.
Jesus had a lot of parables, but many of those parables had financial connotation. That we have been taught. And now, that is why also, you know, the leadership of the church, you know, and any leadership that is truly being able to take the church, you know, to the next level, the new leadership that it's, you know, just acquire not just only the spiritual authority, but must also have, you know, have wisdom. Some, you know, the wisdom. Both in practical things, as it concerns, you know, business organizing, you know, to be able to make the success that the church needs to make.
Yes.
Not only are impacting and affecting and transforming the lives of people, but going in even become the reference point for the society.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me give you a quick example of of a transformational leadership that began in the church but went outside of the church to impact the community.
Mm-hmm.
Of the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah.
From America. I sometimes marvel when I read this man and I look at him and I see how God used his leadership to galvanize the church, and not only galvanize the church, but to begin to mold opinion, you know, on the strength of biblical truths and principles. They were able to take this thing out into the marketplace, read the public mind, read the public debate, and canvass and affect policy decisions that brought about fundamental changes in America. Now, that was a situation where it started with, you know, Christian leaders coming together and now taking their leadership beyond there. It was a transforming leadership that you could find there.
Mm-hmm.
They were willing to contest with ideas in the public place. They were willing and they were able to show. So they were just only just having a gap of spirituality. They had to learn how to organize. They had to learn how to mobilize. They had to learn how to be able to educate, sensitize, inform people. And, you know, so many things. You know, time will not permit me to talk all about that here.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to talk about making the difference, because the whole thing about transformational leadership is about making a difference. Many of the people come to our churches, what difference is there in their life?
Well, I think we have touched on a very sensitive and very important point. I think we have just run out of time. However, gentlemen, I think we have really, really struck a very, very, very significant chord right now. The business dimensions of the church and the way the church should be run. But of course, we see a difference in the way it's supposed to be run and the way it is running now. Although some people are, you know, emphasizing the business aspect, the prosperity aspect, and all the nice, you know, the visible aspect that we like to see as signs of success. Yet there is still a disproportionate comparison with the way Jesus did it. And so we want to see where the gaps are and how we can really put things right. It's a pity that we had some struggle with our sound today, and we hopefully can reschedule and do something either in the studio so that our listeners can enjoy much more. A closing word from both of you gentlemen, and then we'll be done.
Well, I will just thank you for giving us this opportunity. I'm hoping that we can have a church in the future that looks like Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That is well organized. That is very strategic. That has a culture. That is not just on prosperity, but it's focusing on people and making an impact, transforming life and blessing people and changing our world. The world is in crisis today because the church has not taken its place, the rightful place in the society. We are called to rule and reign.
Yes.
We are called to be the light of the world. That is why we are in crisis today. The church, those who have listened to this message, begin to examine themselves and putting things right so that we can be effective as Jesus our Lord was when he was here.
Thank you. I hope you will, by God's grace, make yourself available so we can delve deeper into this topic, because I think we have just barely scratched the surface. You know, in really talking about how we can recognize and, you know, begin to steer things in the right direction. Yes, Pastor Ibrahim, sir. A closing word.
Let me say this, because we're talking about leadership. The point I wanted to stress there on this meeting is that leadership is not about.
Yes.
As in leadership potential. And true leadership begins when we begin to lead ourselves. And the greatest person to lead is yourself. And transformation begins not by thinking of how you change the whole world, but how you begin by changing yourself.
Wow.
To change yourself in such a way that your change influences other people to change. By the time you are transformed, you are so transformed such a way that your life transforms other lives.
Wow.
So transformational leadership begins from there. But it doesn't end with you. And you know, the positive changes that takes place. So it begins first by asking yourself, what's my purpose? What's my calling? What you know, and begin to see what's like being just oneself, whether you are a pastor or you are a church worker, you must be able to go beyond just yourself to begin to see what your life can make a difference.
Yes.
What and then how can I make a difference? And then how can it affect others? And how can you apply and give yourself on that? So that basically is it for me, you know. So and that's where I want to leave it.
Thank you. Well, definitely, I think we got to explore this one, because we need to lay down some concrete steps on how this can be done. If we don't do that, then we have not really done justice to this topic. Dr. Moses, I want to thank you so very much this morning for being on the show. It's part of the technical difficulties. And Pastor Ibrahim, thank you so very much. I wish you all the best this week as you go into the Eurocon conference.
Yes, we are inviting everybody, and this evening at the Redeemed Church, we are having a concert. It's gratis.
Okay.
We are having several artists from all over.
For what time?
To minister.
What time this evening?
7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m.
Okay. All right. You heard it, people. And all roads lead to Hetty Hilberg number 18, Redeem House, RCCG House, here in Amsterdam South East. Thank you once again, gentlemen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Okay. Bye bye.
Once again, we remind you of the upcoming event with the Nigerian Netherlands Business and Investment Forum. They are having their conference this year from the 4th of June to the 7th of June 2013 in Den Haag. You can go to the website on www.nigembassybusforum.com and get more information regarding this upcoming event. So businessmen, entrepreneurs are invited to come and be a part of this conference. You will have lots of important people to work with and to connect with. Some governors and business entrepreneurs are coming all the way from Africa for this conference on the 4th to the 7th June 2013. So we encourage you to go to the website of NigerEmbassyBusForum.com and then you can get more information. Keep listening and shortly we'll bring it to you our health segment. Well, now we've come to this segment, long awaited time. We are about to talk on a very interesting topic, which we captioned myths around women, contraception, and menstruation. So we encourage that you adjust your belt, for you are about to hear some of the things that are gonna blow up the myths we've held all the time from childhood. In this broadcast, we'll be discussing matters such as whether it is necessary for a woman to have always menstrual period. When she does not, where does the blood go? Many women have strange ideas, myths, or beliefs sometimes become a big hindrance to their enjoying a fulfilled and healthy life. Through this interview with a lady gynecologist, we intend to liberate many ladies out there from such myths that have bound and is limiting them. So our guest today, an experienced gynecologist, has a medical practice or clinic here in South Coast called South Coast Clinic. She is the director of this only gynecologist center here around us. She's a down-to-earth woman to the core. She agreed to be live this morning with us in the studio to help break this myth that so many of us have formed concerning contraception and menstruation in women. Ladies and gentlemen, help us receive today Dr. Eva Robertson on Radio Voice of Niger. Doctor, you are welcome.
Very happy to be here again to join you this morning, and we were going to discuss some interesting topics, I think.
Well, Dr. Eva Robertson, I repeat again, is the director of South Coast Clinic, and she is also my own gynecologist and my friend. I love her so much. So each time we are privileged to have her here, I think it's a very big sacrifice. So thank you, please, for coming.
Okay, I'm happy to be here. I'm very honored.
So tell us, birth control is a more general term that describes a wide range of practices to prevent pregnancy, such as contraception, sterilization, or the total avoidance of sex. Contraception is the use of various methods to prevent pregnancy, is that? So now, what different types of contraceptions are out there for women?
Okay, we're going to talk about contraceptive issues, which is very important, I think, for the life of a woman, because we can make babies, you know?
Yes.
And we don't want to have them all the time.
Yes.
I think of our great-grandmothers. Back in the old times, how many pregnancies would they have? What do you think?
Some of them, I knew of a mother that had 12 children.
12 children?
Yes, in my family.
Imagine, 12 children.
Yes, and they had...
more pregnancies than that, some miscarriages in between.
Yeah.
And she also gave a lot of breastfeeding, probably.
Yes, definitely. That was the only system anyway.
So, think about a woman's life nowadays that you will have like 15 pregnancies, 12 children to raise, giving breastfeeding all the time. What happens with your life?
I'm telling you that will be a very busy production machine.
Very busy.
Indeed.
So, challenge for women today is to face three questions in their lives. And one of the first questions we will first talk about is, do I want to have babies?
Tell us, yes.
And yes, when and with whom?
Yes.
Don't you think that is an important question?
Very, 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 very question, because it's important to even think about it, to know if I want to have babies. Yeah. But, you know, from the African point of view, it's just like, once you're a woman, you must have baby, whether you like it or not. It must be forced on you.
Well, I think...
I don't know about the Western culture, so you can tell us.
Well, I think women can do more than make only babies. I mean, it's part and a very important part of mm-hmm. their lives.
Yeah.
But it's not the sole part, the only part that they have to deal with.
Yeah.
Because women are just human beings like men and have important things to say in this world.
Yeah.
And have to be educated, to be trained, to become important members of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's still a long road to go where women and men are equal. And one of the difficulties women face is this whole problem of getting babies.
Yeah, exactly.
When and with whom.
Yeah.
So they are the ones of the human race that get pregnant.
Yeah. Yes.
So they have to think about it.
Uh-huh.
And we see so many young girls or young women that are like, oh, I got pregnant, but I want it. But did you use any contraceptives? No, I didn't.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do about these women that don't take their own lives in their own hand?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to talk this morning about.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are made to get pregnant.
Yes.
And if we don't want that for some time, mm-hmm. what do we do?
Exactly. So how long what are the types of contraceptives then that are out there for us?
Yeah. What can you use to not get babies for a while?
For a while.
I think the most famous is the anti-baby pill, the contraceptive pill. I think millions of women for a long time taking that all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very helpful, useful, and safe method of not getting babies. So I think the pill is still like number one in the world to be available for women.
Mm-hmm.
As of the age of 13, 14,
mm-hmm.
to take and to prevent the pregnancy.
Wow, you know, as a reverend minister, I don't even need to talk about guests going to practice sex when they are not married.
Well, that's an important question, an important issue, because I see a lot of mothers with their young girls of 15, 16, 17, or
yeah.
maybe older.
Yeah.
And we talk about contraceptive issues, and the mother takes the word in the conference. And they say, and they speak for their girls, for their daughters, and say, oh, no, she doesn't need the pill because she won't have sex.
Meanwhile, she's busy having it.
And I think, dream on.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen out there, this is Dr. Eva Robertson of Sato's Clinic. And you can see that she is really talking what she is good in. This is a gynecologist and a woman down to call. So some of us go about making so many excuses for our daughters. But here the doctor herself is trying to let us know that it is not the way it is. If you're out there and you want to react and you want to have some contributions, please give us a call on 020-737-1619. It's an interesting taboo about to be broken. So you said that we have the right to know when to make babies.
Yeah.
And who we make babies with.
Exactly. Let's go back a little second for these young girls, because I think there's a big misunderstanding.
Yeah.
That if you give your daughters the anti-baby pill, that they will have sex right away. I mean, that is not the same thing.
Okay, tell us.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Because that's the connection that's made.
Yeah, I that's what we think.
And she can do whatever she wants. But if you have raised this daughter as a responsible person,
yeah,
and you have trust in each other, she will tell you things. Not everything, maybe.
Yeah.
But you can relate on a basis of trust and understanding. And at some
24 uur per dag, 7 dagen in de week. De 105.2 FM Ether, de 103.8 kabel.
Het is jouw eigen radiostation. Het is Razo Radio.
Antilliaans of Surinaams?
Razo, Razo.
Afrikaans of Nederlands?
Razo.
Amsterdam, yes, say it loud. Razo voor jou.
Over 10:30. U bent afgestemd op de Spirit van Zuidoost. 103.8 op de kabel. 105.2 in de ether. Via onze eigen streamer razoamsterdam.nl. En ook te beluisteren via Salto. Mijn naam is Patrick alias Biga. En het is de maandag van 21 oktober. En dat betekent weer een nieuwe werkdag, weer een nieuwe werkweek. Hopend hebben jullie met z'n allen toch een mooi weekend achter de rug. En vanmorgen is het een regenachtige maandag. Dus we gaan ervan uit van alles wat van boven komt is... We zitten eigenlijk al in de Zapatilla Euro. Maar geef niet... Uno kan begin auroko de edisi anju roko wiki. Da uno teki ablessive ook toe. Dus vliegens vlug we teka wortu en da bakadat we teki a sapatia. En dat woord toevoegt hij de maand in taxo. weiden herders die zichzelf weiden, moeten de herders niet de schapen weiden. Ezechiël 34, vers 2, dat na een dagtekst voet hij de maandag 21 oktober. Heb niet alleen uw eigen belangen voor ogen, maar ook die van de ander. Filippijnen 2 vers 4, dat na alleer woord toevoegt idee. Mijn excuses voor de stilte daarnet. En dat we look Sapatia natuurlijk, nieuws uit Surimaribo. Wazanago op Timburu, je hebt je haastig, die mat kon niet anders. Het belangrijkste, u weet op deze maandag hoe het daar aan toe gaat in onze eigen suite Surimaribo. En natuurlijk, den Bribiwang, een blessie wiki naar jullie toe. Stadsdeel, goedemorgen. DWI, weer een nieuwe werkdag, nieuwe werkweek natuurlijk. Pantar UWV. Beter gezegd, aan ieder die momenteel is afgestemd op de 103.8 op de kabel, 105.2 in de ether, via onze eigen stream en ook via Salto. Een zwitte manting. En natuurlijk ook aan jullie allemaal een blessie wiki. Voor 11. Miluko Anjonsen, dan me begin gelijk naar Brunswijk, begroet Bouterse, maar geen samenwerking met NDP. Abop voorzitter Ronnie Brunswijk vindt taki als een sensatie zat is mijn meki en taki zonder bakken naar president Bouterse begotak de odidape na mungo. De president president bellen en na tegen takadeen mungo. A aksing hij vroeg waar ik was. Brunswijk taki mida osoera en hij zei taki aten takere no me kontaki even odi. Brunswijk de ma actie voor een reactie en natuurlijk naar Star News gona aan nieuws baga dat de actie Brunswijk wa reactie tapu api story dizzy. Maar Brunswijk taki omdat migo taka president odi dat no an tak mi oroko samen na NDP yara dat a politicus e chakong na fesi wan insrefi elibi ini mungo. Brunswijk bemerk eerder op taki ano den toko mo oroko samen na NDP maar a president ook to ano en vijand a president na vakondere. Ik ga hem zeker begroeten als hij me belt en hij zegt dat hij een mungo is, zegt Abob voorzitter. Akimboto of onafhankelijke consultant doet inspectie af op Bakadam. A laatste versie voor a Alcoa over een beëindiging voor Abrokopondo overeenkomst geformuleerd na een goedkeuring voor een nationale assemblée in augustus diepsa. Dank de mij verwachte basis voor discussies diverse wijzingen de manchako in een concept about a overeenkomst. Minister Sergio Akimboto voor natuurlijke hulpbronnen en hoopt dat hij af of november dan alafasi a overeenkomst die ze de man is orgutaki amande gefinaliseerd. De documenten moesten tekenen ten dat ik ba. En volgens hem had de haalbaar comité eind december voor Afobakadam de mantekin volledig over. Er vindt door een onafhankelijke consultant een inspectie van de damplaats Alcoa Suralco moet de dam overdragen in een goede staat. En dat nou een mooi pistorie is voor Assan, dat kan de echte voor Unusrevi en dan ja, Weshisa worden. Verkeer eist derde bromfietser in 6 dagen tijd. Zademij loteert Lekkie 58ste verkeersdode na bromfietser Krishnadat Zeuna dan voor 59. Ja, na Brada di Satrabakana akonde de na Houtuin weg. Zeuna dan Brada di si na vrachtwagen. Ja, akon rijen aan Lek van Maaskrivja en dat kort daarna Brada Kolaslibi. Achter elkaar zijn 3 bromfietsers omgekomen in het verkeer. Volgens een verklaring van de vrachtwagenchauffeur zag hij de bromfietser plotseling voor zich opduiken. Het ontzielde lichaam is in opdracht van het Openbaar Ministerie in beslag genomen voor abductie, meldde politie Public Relations. Het rijbewijs van de chauffeur is hangende, het onderzoek ingevorderd en de vrachtwagen is voor herkeuring in beslag genomen. Politie wordt zichtbaarder in, in de binnenstad. Minister Stuart Cottrow voor Justitie en Politie, Sobon Juspol, Vreda dan, ja, na visse Surinaamse Volkskredietbank, zo lek voor Sabi VCB. Vanaf mij de Chimboye Grokon, dan is dat altijd aan Oeko dat bij de handelspunt. Ik ben er nooit meer te post dappen. Maar ten bego doe me pchin zaak, lek je pchin ook boye Grokon, dan altijd na dappen me bekan go vende brada na ga sami bekan doe zaken. Dus ik ben wat dat betreft goed op de hoogte van een wakadappe. Volkskredietbank tegenover de centrale markt aan de waterkant. Een unit van de politie in, dappe de mantaki, amoroboeng, zani kopot wan container, dat we te kamalekwa unit, en dat dappe we potama en natuurlijk na voor verdrijf aan criminaliteit nanga aanga sadembrada e aanga dappe. Dus na jaren dan apres dappe ochis echt wan verandering. Door het plaatsen van de unit denkt dat de bereikbaarheid van en naar de politie zal worden verkort. Hiermee vindt de verscherping van de handhaving van de openbare orde en rust als ook de criminaliteitsbeheersing plaats. Zij getrouw bij de ingebruikname van de post. Dus ik zal weten hoe het vandaag, maandag, morgen eruit ziet daar aan de ja, VCB, dappe, aan Heerbocht, dappe. Ja, ik ben benieuwd. Ja. Het kan niet anders, hè? Leg er eens maar 1 vinger lang het heeft jaren kunnen zegevieren. Takwalos aan Bepsadape. Ik weet het. Niet bij jongetum, dan ben je wankukutu. Maar ja, lekker is maar 1 vinger lang. Dus het houdt op. De bradam de contra positie of wat dan ook. Sumaige sukoroko of zang of suma. Ik weet niet. Maar de school tot aki usap zeipsa. En ja, dat mi kan tegen justitie in zijn naam. Sabo langa zeipsa dape. Dan ga ik lekker verder. Laat me zien wat voor nieuws ik heb. Want intussen is het ook al 11:05. En na de klok van 11, dan gaan we het reclameblok even bekijken wat er allemaal in staat. En daarna dan is het de Service Radio en het is vandaag maandag. Ja, van 12 tot 2. De Monday Music en more. Er is meer nieuws op de site. nep airco reparateur aangehouden voor oplichting. Het doel, decreet, rechtstoestand gerealiseerd. Al vaak na bijna een kansjaar, na bijkans een jaar officieel geaccrediteerd. Hoe belangrijk is district Nikeri voor Suriname? President belooft snelle oplossing, noden Perika. SLM race om 2 certificeringen rond te krijgen. ICT-traject voor jongeren Saramaka ingezegd. En SLM vlucht PY 994 een dag uitgesteld. Dit alles en meer op de site van Surimaribo. En dan wordt tapasapatia de laatste minuten gote kanyonso nangadisi.
Boru, Fiat, Black Amamboru,